This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 10/26/21, show number 333, lucky number, Nick. So, earnings season, what's going on here?
Yeah, we have earnings season out here. This is the week where we're going to get the mega cap tech companies reporting. So, last night we had Facebook report. They were the first big company to report earnings, and stocks getting hit a little bit. So they announced their earnings numbers, which weren't, I guess they were on par with what everyone was expecting. Then they announced a $50 billion share buyback, and the stock now is down about $8. So real good decline there. The chart was ugly to begin with, and this is why we look at charts. I even told my members last night in Bullseye Trading, I said, hey, make sure you guys watch Facebook. This is probably a fade candidate in the morning. And sure enough, the stock has reversed its early morning gains and now down about 2.4%. So pretty good fall there. I think Facebook got to go sub 300, but we'll see what the rest of these big mega cap tech companies do. Now we have Tesla as a trillion dollar company. They're not in the earnings picture this week, but overall we have Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet, and I believe Alphabet and Microsoft report tonight, Amazon and Apple on Thursday.
All right. So yeah, so Tesla becomes a trillion-dollar company. Is there any significance to that other than for Tesla?
I mean, it does. There is significance because it carries more weight now in the NASDAQ 100. So it's also an S&P component. So it definitely is significant when a company has a big market cap like that because, you know, it's not like the Dow, which is price cap weighted. You know, S&P and the NASDAQ are market cap weighted. So it definitely carries a lot more weight when it becomes a one of these mega caps. And that's what Tesla is right now.
Yeah, pretty remarkable. You know, a few years ago, the company didn't even know if they were going to make it or not. That's how close they were. And now they're everybody's darling.
Yeah, and I think it's the fastest rise to $1 trillion. So I think Apple took 45 years and Tesla did it, I think, in 16 or 18 years. So pretty fast rise to $1 trillion company. And, you know, my hat's off to them. But the stock is very, very overbought at these levels.
All right. So it's overbought. So so many things are overbought now, and that hasn't seemed to make a big difference.
No, but this is parabolic now. So if you own it, you trail that stop loss immediately. I would never commit money to this pattern.
All right. Parabolic. So we know what happens to parabolic moves, right?
That's right. And, you know, it doesn't mean it can't climb a little higher or test the 1100. It got very close to that today. But I do think the stock is way overcooked here at this level.
All right. So gold and silver had a really nice day yesterday, and they're getting hammered today.
Yeah, not such a great session today. Gold futures, as we speak, currently are down about 18 points. Again, we just see that resistance level that was in play just above 1800 really still be kind of a wall right there today. Gold is getting hit pretty hard, and silver is also getting hit pretty hard today. So silver futures, if you take a look at them, they're down about 2%, trading at around $24 an ounce. So as I love them going forward, right now we still have a lot of work to do before they break out to significant upside. We'll have to break certain levels to go to another big upside objective, and they have not been able to do that yet.
All right. And finally, Bitcoin, what's there?
So Bitcoin today trading down a little bit. I think it's down about 1.25%, 1.3%. So it's trading at around 62,000. You know, the chart is still holding up. It's definitely a little bit overbought at this stage of the game. It did make new all-time highs, so it's going to need to do some more backing and filling. But the trend is up in Bitcoin. I'd still be careful up here at these levels just because you went up and pierced the old highs from April, May, and now, you know, you're pulling back underneath them. You always got to be a little bit careful when that happens. But nothing terrible here for the chart right now. Just got a little bit ahead of itself. Still a strong chart at the moment.
All right. I think we'll leave it at that. And make sure you go over to inthemoneystocks.com. You'll see how Nick has beaten the averages for decades now. And while you're at it, check out the Twitter feeds at ITMS at NickSantiago01 and at Carrie Lutz. And your emails always welcome at kl@carrielutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Carrie.
This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.